Nolte, Lying Media Forced to Issue Humiliating Kyle Rittenhouse Corrections. By John Nolte on November 24, 2021. Some liars in the fake corporate media have begun the humiliating process of correcting some of their lies about Kyle Rittenhouse. Hey, want to know who hasn't had to issue any corrections on the Kyle Rittenhouse story? Or the Russia collusion hoax, or the Freddie Gray hoax, or the Jussie Smollett hoax, or Michael Avenatti, or the fire extinguisher that didn't kill Brian Sicknick, or Hands Up, Don't Shoot, or the rape that didn't happen at the University of Virginia, or the Russia bounty hoax, or the Hunter Biden laptop story, or the lab leak theory, or the Covington kids, or new media, that's who. We got all those stories correct, every single one of them. And the corporate media, the establishment media, got them all wrong. Sure, we all make mistakes, but come on. And here we go again with the Kyle Rittenhouse story, which the lying pigs in the corporate media continue to deliberately get wrong in the hopes of inciting race riots in Democrat-run cities. Well, a few media outlets have spread such audacious lies, they've been shamed into correcting them. The shameless, however, refuse to correct anything. This Fox News story points out how the fake media failed on the story's basic facts and did so to push a ridiculous narrative that Rittenhouse grabbed a gun and crossed state lines to do battle with black people in Kenosha. First off, what does crossing state lines have to do with anything? Kenosha is not far from the Illinois border. Even if it wasn't, the entire premise is empty hyperbole. Secondly, Rittenhouse did not bring his AR-15 across state lines. The rifle was already in Kenosha at a friend's house. Additionally, he has family in Kenosha. So no, he did not dash off to some strange city armed for battle, which is how the liars at Face the Nation put it. So who else got this wrong? The usual liars: Joe Scarborough, Joy Behar, Don Lemon, The New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, Gothamist, Glamour, Esquire, Deadspin, Reuters, and The Washington Post. Thus far, according to Fox, only Reuters, Face the Nation, and The Washington Post have issued corrections. Have you ever noticed how all these lies over all these years only happen in one direction? That's because these are deliberate lies told to deliberately deceive those still stupid enough to believe the corporate media. This lying used to anger me. Now I revel in it. Lying is why the media are losing their power to influence public opinion. Every lie is a nail in the fake media's coffin. My prayer is that these scumbags never stop lying. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.